Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Outside the bull of gravity, beyond the spectral veil.
That's the late great Dan Fogelberg bringing us back. Yeah, great song. It's Nexus. The first song on the Innocent Age album. I encourage you to check that out. I've worn out, I don't know how many I've owned and have worn out. Cassette, CD, you name it. Not that 8-track. It was after 8-tracks. But I wasn't after 8-tracks. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Someone else who was not after 8-track is our good friend Wayne Cruz, Vice President of Policy and Director of Technology Studies at Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org, and the author of 10,000 Commandments, which we've talked about many times. He's the guy who helps us understand what the government is doing to us in the form of making us comply with certain regulatory regimes. Wayne, I bet nobody's ever introduced that before, have they?
Nope, that's great. That's great. I want them to come to Washington.
Not post 8-track.
That's right. And I recorded all of the Kiss albums from vinyl onto 8-track.
I wasn't even post 4-track. I was post 78, though. I have to
there
say
you
that.
Go.
So, okay, Wayne. One of the terms you've introduced us to over the last couple of years or so is the concept of guidance, which is code for
more regulation.
We're going to try to make you do something without going to Congress for it.
Right. I always say I still want them to come to Washington to get this stuff undone, not to get more things done.
And guidance.
And that's exactly the case.
And guidance comes from agencies that are typically beholden to the ideology of the administration, Republican or Democrat, right?
That's right. And see, this is where too much of our law now is coming from regulations, and then now this guidance that I've started to call regulatory dark matter. You get a few dozen laws from Congress every year, but as you and I have talked about, there are over 3,000 regulations every year. But the guidance, I think, after Obamacare, after Dodd-Frank, after Sarbanes-Oxley, after Homeland Security, I think guidance has started to take over, and basically it's this. If an agency issues a regulation, it's supposed to go through notice and comment. You know, the small businesses, the medium size,
right.
Everybody's supposed to be able to comment and say, what's wrong with it? You got to change
there's
it.
Actually, there's actually a regime inside the SBA that includes the small business advocate in
yes,
the SBA
indeed.
and the general counsel and an economist that are required by law to look at these things and they have some teeth to prevent the government from doing it to a small business.
That's right. Believe me, I really want to strengthen that effort there because it used to be a lot more powerful.
President Bush did strengthen it, but it's not very strong now.
We need an office of no, basically. But guidance is when agencies say, we want to issue an order, but we don't want to go through the notice and comment. And what you were talking about earlier about the directive from the president to the schools and universities, that was a piece of guidance. But there's a lot more of this. Comes from EPA, comes from Treasury Department, comes
wasn't,
from HUD.
Wasn't the changing in the meals at schools, wasn't that guidance?
That part of it is guidance, but it did kick off with a rule and a law.
Okay.
You know, again, you know, that's why we always say, you know, when you and I talk, Congress has got to pay attention to this regulatory state and not just sunset stuff, but to go at the statutes that have enabled all this stuff and enables them to go wild. But just a couple quick examples of recent guidance that people assume are like regulations coming out of the agencies, but they're actually just I call this regulatory dark matter because there's so many names. It's guidance, memoranda, directives, notices, bulletins, circulars. It's like a word cloud of this stuff. But recently the HUD, the Housing and Urban Development, put out guidance saying that landlords and home sellers, if you've got a blanket policy of denying those with a criminal record from renting or buying, then that's a violation of the Fair Housing Act. And Congress never passed a law like that.
Wow.
And the...
Can they make a private enterprise comply with that?
Yeah.
Even though it's just guidance?
It's the reason guidance is a problem is because if you don't comply, they say it's non-binding, right? And this is what the debate's all about. There's a hearing on this next week. I'll take part in it. They say it's not binding, but remember, you're going to need approvals and permits, and you know there are all these things.
And you might have a Section 8. You might have a Section 8 tenant, which is anything. So if the only way you can avoid guidance then is if you have no connection to the government at all.
Right. Right.
Then you can tell them to go pound sand.
I don't know. Even there, I don't know. They're going to get you somehow. But there's a lot of this stuff. I know on your show you've talked about now this whole dispute over independent contractors and now employees everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Well, guess what? That wasn't a law from Congress. It wasn't a regulation.
Oh, that was an NLRB or a labor.
That started out as a blog post, Jim.
In the Labor Department.
And then it was a so-called administrative interpretation.
Yeah.
In capital letters.
And it's wound up upsetting a major sector of the marketplace.
Jim, this is why you see.
And we wonder why the economy is languishing.
Sorry?
We wonder why the economy is languishing. And why only 58,000 people were 38,000 people
were
hired.
Yeah, there was just a piece yesterday about men giving up in the workforce. There have been articles recently about this. We got the lowest level ever of young people who are starting their own businesses.
Yep.
And, you know, so when you see things like this, it's hardly a surprise.
This is the anti-business policies coming home to roost in the marketplace that are coming out of Washington. I've been using that term, anti-business policies coming out of Washington, for 7 years now. And this is the manifestation of those policies. The accumulation of those has gotten us to the point where we've got 2% growth, 38,000 jobs in a month created, and what you just said about the participation.
Well, I think we got to do a lot to fix it because it goes on. Even the so-called Waters of the United States rule.
Hang on to that. I want you to tell the audience about that after these messages. Even your water, folks. How about that?
Tim
Till. Right back with Wayne Cruz, CEI.org. Check out that website. You'll find what they do pretty interesting.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.